Runners pride themselves on keeping pace, but our next guest says it might be time to slow down. Emily Abadi is a certified fitness trainer and host of the podcast Hurdle. She's also a writer. Her recent piece for Runner's World is called In Defense of Walking More and Running Less, Just Hear Me Out. I spoke with her recently. You're a runner making the case for walking. What is it about running first that draws you in?
So I think that the thing I love the most about running is that it's equal opportunist, and it doesn't matter how fast you're going or how quote unquote slow you're going. All that matters on the run is that you're out there trying to give it what you have at that very moment. For me, someone who took a long time to develop their relationship with running, I appreciate it now more than ever, especially during this hell of a year that is 2020.
Yeah, well, and you know, you say it doesn't quite matter how fast you go, and yet when you had to start walking, you write that you felt like a slug.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a little bit of background on my personal journey when it comes to lacing up. I really began starting lacing up back in 2008 while I was on a journey to lose weight. That weight lost about 70 pounds over the course of 3 to 4 years back in college. I went through that in about two phases. The first, learning how to eat better. And the second, again, learning how to love running. And when I started running, I did it every day. And I ran for a half mile. And that half mile somehow took me almost 15 minutes. Now, fast forward, I'll give you a little, a short story long here, is that I've now become a certified run coach. I'm also an 8-time marathoner with a personal best time of 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 8 seconds. So I've come a long way since those 14-minute half miles. And so as you can imagine, being a runner that loves running, being a runner that runs quite often, having to slow back down dramatically as a result of injury, especially during a year that there has been so much unpredictable, was certainly difficult for me, both mentally and physically.
You mentioned that you got hurt and you were trying to listen to your body, but you couldn't just sit, right? You had to keep moving. And that's what brought you to walking. Walking can actually help a person who enjoys running, right?
Of course, of course. You know, I think that for me personally, getting up and moving my body, it's such an integral way to start the day. It's so integral to my mental health as well as my physical well-being, getting in those steps. And so for me, I mean, and for runners everywhere, really, running can be such a great practice, but walking can be equally as valuable for so many aspects. I mean, of course, getting in those steps, moving your body can help you think more clearly. It can certainly give you some of those same endorphins that are so important when it comes to our mood. And for me, getting outside of, you know, the walls of my home and getting that fresh air and starting the morning with a practice that allowed me to set some positive goals and good intentions for the rest of the day, I found that to be really, really critical, especially back in March, April, at that beginning part of the year.
What can you say to someone who is moving less than usual now with the pandemic and maybe working from home or certainly trying to stay home more?
I think that there are certainly ways that we can incorporate little pieces of movement into our day-to-day. You don't have to get up and go for an hour-long walk or an hour-long run or do anything really for that long amount of time. Instead, there are ways to integrate smaller periods of movement into our regular routine. So say you're sitting at your computer for the fourth hour of your work from home day and you're feeling a little stagnant, a little frustrated, there is a great opportunity right in that time to get up and go for a 10, 15 minute walk. Maybe you want to add in some other movement throughout your day, whether that's a set of 10 squats every time you get up to refill your cup of water that you're drinking from, or something like a core challenge every day after you eat lunch before sitting back down at the computer. There are endless ways to integrate little doses of movement into your routine that can give back to your body and honestly boost your mood as well.
Emily Abadi is a fitness writer and podcast host. She's also a certified fitness trainer, and we're talking about her piece on walking more and running less. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Emily, what about those little steps toward more movement? Is 15 minutes walking the dog doing much of anything for our health, or do we really need it in the 45 to an hour range like is suggested with cardio?
Right. So, I mean, something is better than nothing, right? And I think that's what's really important to focus on is that so often, especially in the age of social media, we are comparing ourselves to others. And that is easy to do. It's okay. It happens. But what's important is that instead of shoulding on yourself, so to speak, I should be walking or running for 45 minutes. I should be trying some sort of high intensity interval training. Instead of shoulding on yourself, comparing yourself to others, do what feels right for you. So is that 15 minute walking the dog doing something? Of course it's doing something. Of course it's good for you. Of course, however, you do need to integrate some more regular movement into your routine beyond just walking the dog. It's super important that you're moving your body regularly. I believe the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they recommend about 150 minutes of physical activity each week. But again, that doesn't need to happen in long chunks. That can happen in small doses every single day.
When you've been walking more instead of running, you've noticed that it's different than other walking that you do just to live normal life. How?
Yeah, so this is exactly what I wrote about in my piece for Runner's World. Really, that morning walk, going back to this idea of setting intention for my day, of taking back time for myself, especially living in a crazy city like New York. When I get up and out early, it's my opportunity to give back to me, to show up for myself so that I can better show up for other people. And also really dedicating this time to the walk, maybe listening to podcasts or an enjoyable playlist. This allows me to enjoy that for what it is. Enjoy that for just this regular dose of movement where nothing else is really important. All that is important for me in this time period is to enjoy myself, to focus on me, and just take a deep breath in the midst of all of this chaos.
What have you noticed on these walks that you might have otherwise missed?
I think what's really special for me is being able to really look around my surroundings. I mean, living in New York, I am just like so many of the rest of us here. We're constantly on the move, and large in part because of the pandemic, many of us have had to slow down, take a step back. And in the mornings, to be able to not just walk forward, but remind myself to look up, look around, take stock of what is happening around me, and really root this practice, this walk, in gratitude for all of the things that I have, instead of what can be a little dangerous of a situation of worrying too much about the things that I am without. So this walk, this morning routine, really allowing me to take stock and be grateful for what it is that I do have in my life.
Yeah, there's a relatively obvious metaphor here that the world is moving at this crazed pace and walking is this deliberate slowdown.
Of course, for sure.
When you aren't dealing with injuries, when your body is in a place where it's fully healed, are you going to keep walking?
So thankfully, I'm on the mend now. I'm feeling much better. And just as I have ramped up my mileage and my running in preparation for that event, walking is still an integral part of my routine. In fact, even if I am going for that morning run some days, if I get in early enough, my favorite thing to do is to make that coffee in the morning and take that with me on a walk, just like I was when I couldn't run at all. And again, it's just that mindful moment for me. It's that time for me to give back to myself, to catch up on my podcast and just be before the asks and the demands start to pour in as the day goes on.
Emily, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
That was trainer and writer Emily Abadi. You can read her article at WPR.org/Central Time. And tomorrow on Central Time, we're talking about the books we're reading and loving in this pandemic. We've also got some television suggestions for you, and we'll tell you how to avoid winter dread because winter is coming. That's tomorrow.